What's up, crypto community? This is Crypto Shark. This video is a walkthrough tutorial for buying Epic Cash on VTEX. Some steps of this process can be confusing, but don't worry, I'm here to help. The information in this video is for educational purposes only, and is not an investment or financial advice. Do your own research before making any investment in cryptocurrencies. Step 1. Secure BTC. As of June 2021, Epic Cash is only paired with BTC on VTEX. So your first step is to secure some BTC. Step 2. Download and install VT application on your smartphone. VT application hosts multi-chain wallet where you can store, send, and receive various crypto assets, including Epic Cash. Step 3. Create an account. This step sounds easy until you get to the mnemonic words, also known as seed phrase. This is common with cryptocurrencies. Every wallet has its own unique seed phrase. Think of it as an extremely long auto-generated password. Mnemonic words are used to recover one's wallet. For that simple reason, you must write the seed phrase down and keep it secure so only you can unlock your wallet on another device. The sequence of the mnemonic words matters, so write the words down on a piece of paper in the same exact order as they appear on the screen. Do not make a screenshot of your seed phrase. Your assets will be stored digitally, and the thread is also digital. If someone gets a hold of that screenshot, they will have the key to your assets. Do yourself a favor, pause the video and make paper and a pen ready. Step 3.5. I did not save my mnemonic words because I thought I would not need to recover my wallet. I think I'm an organized person and I won't lose my phone. That's very nice. Don't be like me and write down those mnemonic words and hide them away. VT app, fortunately, won't let you repeat my mistake. It will require you to enter your seed phrase before completing account setup. Step 4. Now you have wallet, but it is empty. For simplicity, add Epic 002 and BTC 000 to your homepage. Step 5. Time to fill your wallet with funds. To an untrained eye, this can be a bit convoluted. There are too many send and receive buttons. Which one do you use? Be advised that when you move crypto assets to VTEX, you transfer them to VTEX's storage. Within VTEX, you operate with tokens that represent your actual crypto assets. Thanks to that, you may send and receive tokenized version of crypto assets like BTC or Epic to other VTEX users without transaction fees. Wallet address for tokenized assets starts with VT underscore. The goal of step 5, however, is to move actual asset to VTEX from outside. To do that, you must press on cross-chain deposit. That is the wallet address that you will enter when you withdraw BTC from another exchange or from your native BTC wallet. Be very careful with this step because BTC transfers are unforgiving to typo errors. If you enter incorrect address, your BTC will go to nowhere and you will never recover it. It will simply disappear forever. To avoid that, copy and paste the address by tapping onto the copy icon. Once you complete withdrawal or send transaction request from the place where you kept your BTC, you will need to wait some time before BTC appears in your VT wallet. In my experience, it took 20 to 60 minutes. Step 6. You see that BTC is now deposited into your VT wallet. It appears as BTC 000 token. Let's explore the market now. Here, you see various trading pairs, but we're here for Epic Cash. Here you can see the current order book. If you have an active order, a blue human icon will appear next to the price. The amount is a sum of all bids at that price. So don't get confused if you see that blue icon and an amount higher than what you committed. Another tab shows recent trade history. The other two tabs are irrelevant to this tutorial, and you may explore them on your own. Step 7. Transfer funds from wallet account to exchange account. You want to buy EpiCash. You already have BTC000 in your wallet. You press buy and you see 0 BTC available. In simple terms, your VTEX account has two sides, wallet and trading. You can freely move funds between the two. Each of them serves its own purpose. Wallet is used to store, send, and receive. Trading is used for trading. You cannot send assets out of your trading account to someone's wallet. You will need to move it from trading to wallet first. Similarly, you cannot trade assets that are in your wallet. You need to transfer them from the wallet account to trading first. To accomplish that, tap on Asset section. Then tap on Transfer. Select BTC000 from wallet account to exchange account. Enter the amount or tap All for simplicity. Tap Transfer. Tap Confirm. Now this strange pop-up window appears telling you that you have no VEET locked for quota. Don't worry, it is expected. Tap on Run POW, which stands for Proof of Work, and your transaction will go through with a slight delay. If you want your transaction to be instant, then you need to buy VEET token and lock it for quota. But as you can see, the transaction went quickly enough. Step 8. Now that your exchange account has BTC, you can go back to the market and begin trading. Find EPIC002/BTC000 pair and tap buy. Enter the amount you want to buy. You can also utilize 25, 50, 75, and 100% buttons. They will automatically calculate the amount you can buy with the specified percentage of the BTC you have available. If you want to buy immediately, at market, tap on a price point within the order book and that price will populate in the price section for your limit order. You can enter any numbers you'd like. I will go ahead and buy 10 epics. Tap confirm. Tap Run Proof of Work, and the trade goes through. You can go to your trade history to review it. Another option is to set a limit order that does not match anything within the order book. My wishful thinking is that I can buy EpiCash at 750 Satoshis. I enter the price point and tap 100%. Now the order sits in the order book until someone sells at that price point or until I cancel it. After you acquire EpiCash, you may keep it in the VEET wallet or you may withdraw it into EpiCash native wallet.